This is Fresh Air. I'm Ken Tucker, sitting in for Terry Gross. Fiddler and banjo player Peter Stamfel and country blues guitarist Steve Weber met in New York in 1963 and immediately knew they were compatible souls who shared a sense of anarchic irreverence. Performing as the Holy Modal Rounders, they recorded two albums that have endured as cult classics. Commentator Milo Miles talks about a definitive reissue of these two records and some new work by this most peculiar pair.
Did you ever go to meetin' Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe? Did you ever go to meetin' Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe? Did you ever go to meetin' Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe? I don't mind the weather, so the wind don't blow. How's your rheumatism, Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe? And how's your rheumatism, Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe? How's your rheumatism, Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe? I don't mind the weather, so the wind don't blow.
Peter Stamfel and Steve Weber are the original folk punks and have been for more than 35 years. In the early 60s folk boom, Stamfel and Weber drew attention because their attitude toward old-time music was different. Well, really bizarre, but more in the tradition than people realized. The Holy Modal Rounders were an insult to coffee house music that was pale, careful, and sentimental. The simple-minded part of the scene had an obsession with a bucolic, non-commercial America, a sterile hybrid of Maxfield Parrish and Norman Rockwell with Ban the Bomb signs thrown in. The Holy Modal Rounders' raw technique and disregard for sensitivity evoked a rural United States that was violent, crude, equally drawn to cheap laughs and ragtag profundity.
Rooster chews tobacco, rooster chews tobacco, can't use a snuff, ready mama. Rooster chews tobacco, and can't use a snuff. The baby chickens don't take nothing, but they just scrub their stuff.
Even more amazing, much of the Rounders' early records were covers of antique songs that backed up their attitude, many of them blues, mountain tunes, and religious numbers from Harry Smith's Anthology of American Folk Music. They didn't stop there, though. Stamfel described his musical influences as Grandpa Jones, Charlie Poole, Little Richard, the New Lost City Ramblers, Robert Graves, Lenny Bruce, Donald Duck, various roots and herbs, and everything else. Can you play Postmodern in the Key of Early?
Bet you're going fishing all the time. I'm going fishing too. Bet your life, your loving wife will catch more fish than you. Floating in the boat with a bottle of wine, saying that your fishing's mighty fine. Get your line, get your pole. I'm going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing. Believe I'm going fishing too.
Stamfel and Weber fit the folk prescription in one way. They were sure non-commercial. The albums Holy Modal Rounders and Holy Modal Rounders 2 were recorded close together in 1963 and 1964 and sold diddly. That, and a tendency for living la vida all too loca, kept the Holy Modal Rounders from having anything like a normal career. Stamfel and Weber recorded together very irregularly during the last 35 years, but have defied the odds by pulling off a whole new album called Too Much Fun. It's very much in the spirit of their early days, though they now draw on a much wider range of music. You've heard of Unplugged? Well, this is Unhinged.
If there is a Cinderella looking for a steady fella, listen to my serenade in blue. Toss each night upon my pillow, lonesome as a weeping willow, haunted by my serenade in blue. Why do I go on dreaming of an imaginary love? Ooh, wish I had someone to sing to, someone I could kiss and cling to. No one hears my serenade in blue.
Many tracks offer more straightforward pleasure than that one, but Too Much Fun is best for the already converted. However, absolutely anyone unfamiliar with these guys should pick up the Holy Modal Rounders 1 and 2 reissue. It's the best-sounding and best-sequenced version of their original two LPs. Then hunt down a record by Michael Hurley and the Unholy Modal Rounders called Have Moicy. That's M-O-I-C-Y, Moicy. The adventurous should go on and tackle Harry Smith's big anthology of American folk music. Listen to all these a dozen times and you will be a stronger and wiser soul. Trust me on this.
Milo Miles is music editor at rock.com. This is Fresh Air.